Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm not making light of anybody's malady. We are nothing but failed human beings in the eyes of God, and we are all subject to those failures and frailties of the human, the physical human being, you know, and the physical, the spirit, if you will. So we can fail at all levels, I guess is what I'm getting at. Kind of stumbling around it, but I think that's what I'm telling you. Mind, body, and spirit. All can fail you. And when you're at your best is when all those things align. And let me tell you, the closest you're going to get to that is being a God-fearing Christian, Judeo-Christian conservative, somebody who believes and understands that you're a cog, a necessary cog in the wheel of life. And you don't know what it is, that why God put you here, but you understand that you have a purpose and a reason. And it is not of this flesh body. It isn't. If it were just that, I'm telling you, we would all, inherently, you should be thinking about, why do you work to some, let me put it a different way. If the case were to think like leftists, why wouldn't we all selfishly just live the life we would want to live? You think it's just prison that stops you from robbing banks? Or saying, that's mine and I want it and I'll take it? No matter what, when you have a consciousness about you that knows right from wrong, welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're talking to, or who you're listening to. You may be talking to me on your radio going, Kevin, spit it out, man, you're filming all over yourself. And to you I say, Will Smith! Glad you guys are here, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. According to page 6, this is a one of these leftist entertainment rags. Hunter Biden had 6 stints in rehab for alcoholism and addiction that included a crack binge in 2016. So I'm going to be talking about Hunter Biden. I'm dedicating an entire show to him tomorrow that you won't want to miss. This show is so amazing. In the revelations that come out about Hunter and the timeline of things. And let me tell you, I could do this. I wish I had a TV show so I could show you the timelines and show you little lines and charts and stuff. Because it is amazing what I learned about this guy. If it weren't for Hunter Biden's pedigree, he'd be dead. He'd be dead or in prison. And let me tell you, no offense, I certainly don't wish this man dead. Not at all. And I feel for him. I feel for his family. I feel for that addiction. My father was a drug addict. And the things that that man did are just unbelievably vile. What's the word I'm looking for? Vile. They were foul. He was a horrible human being. Could have been a good person, but circumstances led him to what they were. And Hunter Biden, I'm telling you, if it weren't for daddy and his stepmom using him to do some of the most vile things you can do and watching him spiral and doing nothing, the same way Jill Biden is content to let her brain-damaged husband be president because it gets her what she wants. This is one of the most narcissistic families. And as I said, bona fide, unquestionable liars. Anyway, 2016, Hunter Biden is on crack, and he had spiraled out of control. Wait until you hear what he was in charge of during this period. The people who enabled him, Republicans, two people. In late 2018, Hunter Biden was suspected of smoking cocaine. Crack cocaine in the VIP section of Archibald's Gentleman Club in Washington, D.C. Now, in 2018, Hunter Biden was 49 years old. You would think that this guy would say, you know what? I don't need to be going to gentlemen's clubs at 49 years old. But this is a dude who's still wanting to meet strippers. He's still with prostitutes. Hunter Biden is out of control. And his daddy, in 2016, was coming out of being VP. This guy, during the period where his father had achieved what was really his biggest achievement, because he didn't achieve presidency, he got cheated into that. Hunter Biden was binging on crack cocaine. It became a free-for-all. Joe Biden had pretty much weaponized Hunter to go do whatever he wanted. And you know why Hunter rebelled? He wasn't rebelling against America or against himself. He was rebelling against his dad. You'll find out tomorrow. Anyway, he's smoking crack cocaine. Here's what they said. There was a smell of burning styrofoam in the VIP room. We told him nothing illegal can go on here, said the club's former managing partner, James Ritter. We didn't see anything illegal, he also added. After Hunter was spoken to, the smell stopped. In a detailed 2019 interview in the New Yorker, Hunter opened up about his sobriety and multiple relapses. This guy couldn't finish rehab, but he's got access to super secret information on a laptop, two of which, one he left at a repair shop and the other one the Russians stole. Hey, Secret Service, just out of curiosity, where were you? Were you partying with the what was it? Where did the Secret Service get caught with the strippers and the prostitutes? Was that like in Venezuela or somewhere? I remember. You remember this the thing, right? You remember? You know the thing. He says you don't get rid of it. It's a never-ending tunnel. You don't get rid of it. You figure out how to deal with it. So Hunter wants us to believe that he's figured out how to deal with his crack addiction. See, let me tell you about crackheads. Crackheads in the street, the ones that I know, they struggle to find $10 so they can get another hit of a rock. Hunter had access to millions. Can you imagine what secrets this man told, what things that he was willing to do in order to keep the gravy train going for him and the big guy? We all know who the big guy is, right? Of course we do. I tell you, the more we're going to learn about this, the worse it's going to get for the Democrats. But it bothers me that we have to work so hard to sell people on the notion of what this family did to America. Look, the Clintons made a lot of money for themselves, but Chelsea wasn't a crackhead leaving her laptop computer wherever and having sex with hookers, at least not that I know of. I got to take a short break, but remember, I told you, Hunter Biden tomorrow.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her.
Me. You lost me there, buddy.
Steelman pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steelman pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steelman pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steelman Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Over the last 4 years in particular, we've built closer partnerships with law enforcement and the intelligence community to be able to share those kind of signals. So we're doing more of that, including in the case that you mentioned before around the attempted kidnapping of Governor Whitmer. We identified that as a signal to the FBI, I think it was about 6 months ago, when we started seeing some suspicious activity on our platform. And there's certainly... That's part of our routine and how we operate.
That was Zuckerberg bragging about how they operate, part of our routine, how we operate. The suspicious nature of people on our platform, we're monitoring it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And in case you missed it, I talked about this story a couple days ago, where it turns out the FBI didn't get any convictions in the so-called kidnapping plot against Whitmer. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And I'm sure once they dug into it, they found out these guys no more wanted to kidnap Whitmer than they wanted to kiss her. I'm not going to go through the story. What I'm going to tell you is this. Facebook says we're altruistic, man. We're monitored. Facebook Live, you might not remember this. They, when they were doing this, they showed dudes getting killed. I watched a guy get shot on Facebook Live. I watched a girl, I mean, I didn't watch it, but I'm saying I saw a piece of it where a girl was being gang raped on Facebook Live, and they finally decided, ooh, we better do something about this because we are showcasing leftism way too much up in here. By the way, the guy getting shot, it was a black dude. It was a party out in like one of these big Democrat-controlled cities. The girl who was being sexually assaulted, it was a gang full of black dudes sexually assaulting a young black girl on camera, bragging about it. Yeah, see, Zuckerberg, it got a little too real. You want to know what Zuckerberg was going to, if he had kept Facebook Live going the way that it was going without the monitoring, you would have seen liberalism at its finest. Because that's what it was showing. It isn't going to show rallies where we're talking about free speech and having a good time and, you know, and doing. No, it's going to, and then it's going to glamorize Black Lives Matter in the same vein where I just described those two scenes. I'm not going to describe them again because I don't want anybody, you know, being triggered over this. But horrific scenes. And they were, Facebook is Black Lives Matter. They were all for Black Lives Matter, right? Until it was smacking you in the face. They're liars. I read, I was doing a radio show, and they gave me a statistic that said that 69% of Americans believe Putin is the cause for gasoline prices. This was a CBS poll. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. Almost 70% of people are saying it's Putin's problem, the pain at the pump. If you believe that lie, then you believe that Zuckerberg has a fair platform. You believe that Twitter is fair to conservatives. You believe that conservatives are just belly-aching little whiny babies that never get our way. You believe that Jussie Smollett was indeed attacked by two white Trump supporters who yelled gay and ethnic slurs at him as they put a noose around his neck and bleached him. You get what I'm saying? You believe that RuPaul is a woman. I'm just giving you some things that you believe if you have to believe that nonsense. Unbelievable is what the left is. But they want you to swallow it hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, they'll fish you out of the water if you let them. Lots to talk about. Speaking of gas prices, here's what Scalise did to Biden on gas prices. This was absolutely classic. I wish you could see the video, but you may get enough out of the audio.
Before we talk about why we're here, I think it's important to go back and look how we got here. Americans are furious that gas prices are so high, but they also know that President Biden walked in day one with an agenda to kill American energy. And don't take my word for it. Let's go back to candidate Joe Biden. When Joe Biden was a candidate for president of the United States, he was very clear what he wanted to do to shut down American energy production as a candidate. And here you see him to the left, ironically, of Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden said, quote, no more drilling on federal lands, no more drilling, including offshore, no ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Ends. That was Joe Biden as a candidate, said he wanted to kill American energy. And I wish it ended there, but that's just where it got started. He then went on and issued a barrage of mountains of red tape from every one of his federal agencies to make it harder to drill in America. Not in other countries, by the way, just in America. Look at all the agencies that President Biden used to go after American energy producers. The Department of Energy, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, Securities and Exchange Commission, the Department of Agriculture, the Council on Environmental Quality, the Department of State, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Department of Justice, the Department of Interior, all of these federal agencies putting mountains of red tape on every American drill are making it harder to drill in America. Look at a few of them. Of course, we all know Keystone, day one, coming from the State Department. Killed the Keystone pipeline. He's not against all pipelines because he turned around and gave a gift to Vladimir Putin and green-lighted Nord Stream. So he made American energy less secure, but he said it's okay for Russia to produce oil and send it to Europe, making them addicted to Russian oil. Helping fuel, by the way, Putin's war against Ukraine. Putin is getting, before the invasion, was getting over $700 million a day selling his oil to America and to Europe because President Biden issued this assault on American energy. Now, again, go back to what Biden said. He did say that he was going to do it. No more drilling, including offshore. So what happens when you kill American energy through all these Biden red tape policies? The price goes up. Just look at it. Didn't start when Russia invaded Ukraine. The price was going up from day one when Biden took office because he carried out an assault on American energy. So if you want to solve the problem, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. How about you first get rid of this entire assault from every federal agency I just mentioned on producing oil in America? None of these rules and regulations, by the way, apply to Russian oil. None of them apply to Iranian oil. None of them apply to Venezuela. But yet that's who President Biden is begging to produce more oil. Stop begging dictators to produce our energy and turn to America.
Joe Biden's not getting out of this, no matter how hard he tries. He's not getting out. People know what the deal is. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to now. That was Steve Scalise. Dude who's got some street cred, man. He got shot at a baseball game by a crazy leftist. No, it was not the two Trump dudes who tried to, you know, put a noose around Jussie Smollett's neck and lynch him and then bleach him. No, it wasn't them. It was a crazed leftist, a Democrat, who didn't like Scalise. Who didn't like the Republicans? Democrats create their fake little dramas while we, conservatives, we have to live with the real life dramas of leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is expected to extend the federal transportation mask mandate. That covers airline travel on trains, subways, and buses. The extension would cover another 2 weeks beyond the current expiration date of April 18th. The move reflects growing concerns about the highly contagious Omicron subvariant BA2. Inflation in the United States has hit a 40-year high, affecting essentials such as groceries and gas. North Carolina Republican Senator Kevin Cramer tells Fox News that the Biden administration acted too slowly on inflation.
Everything they do is counter to solving the problem in front of us.
President Biden says that his bipartisan infrastructure legislation will help fix supply chain issues and lower some costs. This is USA Radio News. As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, a new report out Wednesday will shed light on some of the atrocities going on in Ukraine.
In the Ukraine invasion by Russia, the results of an investigation by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe into alleged human rights violations by Russia are set to be publicly released today. Germany, France, Britain, and the United States invoked the body's Moscow mechanism to investigate the allegations. President Zelensky on Wednesday.
How could a plan that provides for the death of tens of thousands of its own soldiers in a little more than a month of war come about? Who could approve such a plan? And what is the final level of their own losses acceptable for this person? Dozens or still hundreds of thousands of dead Russians?
Lance Prime reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Lottery players looking to score big. Tonight's Powerball jackpot stands at $302 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The U.S. has recorded 980,000 plus COVID deaths so far. So we're going to hit the million mark.
Sure.
Very shortly.
For sure.
I mean, in a matter of days or a couple of weeks. Question. If the government had been smarter right from the start in March of 2020 in dealing with this, less, and I would say over the course of the 2 years, both under President Trump and to some degree under President Biden, less politics, more public health, could we have had a lot fewer deaths?
I believe so. I believe so. I mean, I can't quantitate it for you about how many less deaths. You can't even model that, I don't think. But there were certain things that were done that if they were done differently, we likely would have had. For example, when we were trying to lock down, if you use that word, that's a very charged word for some people. Remember, when we were trying to get the 15-day and then the 30-day extension during the Trump administration, and yet he was coming out right after we came out and I said with Dr. Birx, let's do the 15-30-day, he would get up and say, you know, liberate Virginia, liberate Michigan, which was just completely contrary and antithetical what we were trying to do. But if we had really locked down, we probably wouldn't have lost a lot of people early on. But we would still, and in fairness to all the parties involved, be it the Trump administration and the Biden administration, when you get a virus as nasty as this, you're going to lose a lot of people no matter how good
you are.
Do you think
we might have avoided that there were hundreds of thousands of deaths that were preventable?
Yeah, again, it's really tough, Chris, to quantitate it because you do. It's a headline, and I don't want to do that.
Welcome back. I hope you had a barf bag with you because that was Dr. Fauci the fraud. We're about to hit a milestone of a million deaths. Leftists love to do that. They tout that. Chris Wallace, of course. He's been relegated to, I don't know, some digital station on wherever he went. Did he go to CNN? Was it? We're going to hit the million mark. Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure. And Chris Wallace, if you notice, he framed it. If the government had been smarter over the course of 2 years, less politics and more public health, would we have had less deaths? I mean, what a question. Would fewer people have died had we done things? Probably. Maybe. Who knows? And Fauci, well, it's tough to, you know, you can't even build a model. We can't even build models around that because how would we know? Because you don't. That's like saying, if I left my house 10 minutes later, I could have been killed in a vicious car wreck. Or not. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Explaining leftism to you 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. And whenever you want, on demand, all you got to do is go to my website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/listen. And did you notice how Fauci tried to, it's not his fault. This guy was so flip-floppy. You don't need mask, but now you need a mask. Okay, not only do you need a mask, you need to double your mask. And on and on. Don't get the shot, get the shot. And then we play a tape of him from early on. You guys heard it. He says, if you get the flu, you don't need a shot. That the best thing for the getting, for preventing the flu is when you get it. Because when you get it, then your antibodies build and they become more efficacious. He loves that word. But he says, if it were done differently, if he had locked down. Yeah. He says, Trump would come out and say things like, liberate Virginia, liberate such and such, antithetical to what we were saying. If we had locked down, we would have lost fewer people. How many? I don't know. I don't want to say, because that'll be the time. Because he can't say, because it would be a lie. He doesn't know. There's no science to it. And for the record, Donald Trump acted as quickly as anybody could act in that. Nobody could have done it better. Nobody. I don't want to quantitate it. That's what he said. That's the word. I don't want to quantitate it. The word is quantitize. But he says, I don't want to quantitate it, but go back. You can listen to the clip. Go back and listen to the podcast of this show. He says, I don't want to quantitate it. Fauci is a political beast put in a role that he relishes because they are dumping money on him. Look at global climate change.
93% of the scientists say global climate change.
And you want to know what those 93% of scientists had in common? Grants from the government. That's what they had in common. But he didn't want to quantitate it. Yeah, I know why. Let's move on. Here's something that's not going to surprise anybody. But as it turns out, states that locked down had the harshest lockdowns, had the most devastating impact on the public, and the most wide-ranging study into WHO flu restrictions to date verified that very statement. New York, California, New Jersey and Illinois were panned for their pandemic performance. I'm reading this. This was in the Daily Mail. They were panned. This is what I'm reading it. Panned for their pandemic performance after bringing in draconian measures to shut their citizens in their homes. Those states' Democrat government governor's policies caused high death rates, ruined children's education, and destroyed businesses due to the severe curbs on freedom. Researchers found they slapped them with an F grade. An F. Now, for the Democrats, where everybody, you know, we don't want to, let's get rid of the grades and everybody gets an A. Think about what I just told you. They caused high death rates, ruined children's education, and destroyed businesses. Can anybody argue this? Right now, there supposedly is a surge in China that's got them locking down millions of people. They're flying drones over doing facial recognition so they can penalize people. Who knows what the Chinese are going to do to you if you get caught out, you know, or out of quarantine or whatever. People are not locked out of their homes, folks. They're locked in their businesses. They quarantined on site. How do you feed them? How long is it going to last? Can you imagine living in that kind of an environment? Well, there people are. And we did. So anyway, high death rates. We already know what Cuomo did in New York, but many people died, not because of the disease, but because of the aftermath, what these people did. They killed people on purpose. Let that sink in. I mean, I chuckle at it, but I have friends that have written to me. Brooke, one of my closest friends, Brooke's dad went in. They would not let that family do what they needed to do, and they killed her father, and she is fighting mad. He probably would have survived. My uncle Willie, he would have survived. If that man had been given ivermectin, he'd be alive today. I firmly believe this. I mean, it's all God's plan, but I'm saying that's not the way for him to go out. That was a beautiful man. 71 years old, I swear. My uncle looked 50 if he looked 70. He was the most fit dude you've ever met in your life. 28-inch waist, built like, you know, a V-frame, you know, a little bitty waistline, big old, you know, like a muscle and fitness dude at 71 years old. He was a specimen. He made Charles Adams look like a runt. And it killed him. He died before his younger brother, which theoretically you think is okay. But my Uncle Robert, his brother, had diabetes and, you know, drank and did drugs and all kinds of stuff. He's still kicking. Man, they killed a lot of people. Lady wrote to me, Kevin, they killed my mother. She went in because she had a problem with her arm. They checked her in so they could get that $39,000 in her medical, and they killed this woman. And she had tested and didn't even have Wu flu. They claimed she did. Her family had the test to show no, she did not. Anyway, these states, all these people that we did, it's Republic, it's for the greater good. And then they were chastising us. How dare you go out there without your mask? How dare you not get vaccinated? Are you hearing anybody talk about vaccinations? I mean, seriously. I'm not talking about, you know, well, if you want to get it, get it. I'm saying you need to get vaccinated and we're going to kill you. You lose your job and we're going to take away your insurance. And there were people that didn't want to feed us. They wanted to lock us down. Now, I've been to event after event with hundreds of people. I went to an event that had thousands of people. If the only people wearing masks, you want to know who were wearing the mask? The people working the event. That's it. Everybody else, I don't think I saw two masks for patrons. And there were well over 1,000 people. People are sick of it. When we come back, I'll prove yet again the people who took this thing to the nth degree that violated your rights, they had the worst numbers and they knew what was going on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So they said that the draconian lockdowns that we should never allow to ever happen again in this country caused high death rates, ruined children's educations, and destroyed businesses. One of the death rates, the things that impact death, if you will, are suicides. And I'm going to read, this is from the CDC. This was a report in Yahoo. It said a recently released CDC study showed that female adolescents ages 12 to 17 visited the emergency department for suicide attempts between February and March of 2021 at a nearly 51% higher rate compared to the same time frame in 2019. Before the Wu flu lockdowns and stay-at-home orders forced businesses and schools to stay closed due to plummeting consumer demand and mandatory safety precaution. For a short period, between March and April of 2020, ED visits for suspected suicide attempts among people, not just females, ages 12 to 25 declined, but then began to shoot up again during the summer of 2020. Between July and August, CDC researchers found that suspected suicide attempts rose over 26% among girls ages 12 to 17. I don't know what it is among with the girls. But when they're locked in and can't get out or whatever, they get suicidal. These are the numbers. It's not a sexist statement. It's not misogyny that made me say that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. You can look up any of the information I give you on this. What's mine, I tell you. What somebody else's, I tell you. I try to give you the location where you can find it. I tell you what, I don't get no respect. No respect at all. 9 of the 10 worst responses to the pandemic, scamdemic, were in blue states, the report said, with only Republican-run Maryland bucking that trend and coming 7th to the last. So Maryland, which is, for all intents and purposes, the governor of Maryland, I don't know who it is, but I'll tell you this, from when the guy that got cancer had to leave, and whoever it was took over, the Republican, I don't think he's a pure Republican. But they locked down, they did what D.C. did and everybody else, and they experienced what leftism gives you. Gloom, heartache, and misery. Was that old hee-haw song? Gloom, despair, and agony on me. That's what they give you. Gloom, despair, and agony. Meanwhile, get this, places that allowed their residents more freedom as coronavirus swept across the country appeared to fare better over the last 2 years. Shocker! Florida fared 6th, with its governor Ron DeSantis condemned in the early days of the pandemic for what critics claim was a reckless desire to reopen too quickly. There were people that said DeSantis was killing people. He was a mass murderer. You want to know who the mass murderers are? Fauci, Burks, Joe Biden, the Democratic Party. Every one of these governors that I just mentioned in the states of California and elsewhere, they are all mass murderers. Cuomo, Utah, Nebraska, Vermont, Montana, and South Dakota were also praised by analysts for their pandemic response, which did not cause more COVID deaths. Maine was the only Democrat-run state in the top 9 best responses and came 8th. Maine. Population, what, 30? Was it Moose? The Republican-led areas, which dominated 9 of the 10 places in the study, have seen their economies remain strong and unemployment figures stay steady due to fewer restrictions. Are we learning anything here, people? Look, I'm talking to you. I'm preaching to the choir. Even though some of you succumbed, I'm not going to be mad at you. I get it. You were afraid. Kevin, I got to do it. Friends of mine were like, man, I had to travel, Kevin. I mean, my job, I had to travel. What could I do? Okay, fine. Get it. I get it. You sold out. I had many excuses for why I could have said what I said and kept my job at Fox. When they asked me, Kevin, will you just take it down and lay low for a while? We'll get through this and then you come back. If I just lay low, I'd be doing what Mongino's doing, probably. But I would have gotten fired eventually because they couldn't control me. But anyway, I should have just laid low. That's what they wanted me to do, but I didn't. I lost a very nice six-figure salary that I didn't have to do a whole lot for. They come pick me up in a car. They whisk me off to a station. I do a seven-minute hit, and they take me back. I'd say, stop, let's get some food, me and the chauffeur. And we grab a bite to eat, get us a drink. They love when they roll with me. Because I go, you on the clock? Yeah. How much time did they allocate? 3 hours. How much we got? 1 hour. Okay, we got 2 hours to kill. You want to stop and get a margarita? My treat. But anyway, over. But I didn't sell out. And look, I'm teasing you guys when I tell you, look, you have your life to live. You have to make tough decisions. And for the people that did, God bless you. I hate you were put in that circumstance. But understand this. You were tested. You give yourself your own grade. I know what grade you get. Because you're going to get the same grade that these Democrats got. They got an F. Who was it? The lockdown states. Look, I forgot who they were. It doesn't really matter. We know California is among them, right? California, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. They got an F. And so 9 out of the 10 states that did great on this report, Republican. The report published by the National Bureau of Economic Research said shutting down during the pandemic was, quote, by far the biggest mistake governors and state officials made. And why did they do it? Somebody remind me. There's a little leprechaun I'm seeing when I think about why they did it. All the guidance, all the science. There you go. So I gave you some statistics on the kids committing suicide. Do you know how many businesses failed during this period? You got any idea? If you don't think that the left wanted these businesses to close, you're naive. But let me just give you the numbers. This is from April of 2021, the Wall Street Journal. I'm giving you these numbers. The economic toll from the COVID-19 pandemic has been tough to measure. But new estimates from the Federal Reserve suggest it wasn't as bad as feared for small businesses. The pandemic resulted in the permanent closure of roughly 200,000 U.S. establishments above historical levels during the first year of the viral breakout. 200,000 more closed. And they say it wasn't as bad as feared. What did they fear? But let me go on. It gets, to me, it gets worse. They said, in recent years, about 600,000 establishments have permanently closed per year, or about 8.5%. But this year, the first year, we had 200,000. Now, let me just say this. I couldn't find any data for the next part of the year, because this was based on 2020. It was worse in 2021, but let's just say it stayed the same. And another 200,000 businesses closed. 400,000 businesses. Now let's do the math. We're talking about small business. Let's say they had an average of 5 employees. 2 million jobs lost. If we just said it was an average of 5 employees. Now, I don't know how many they have. Is that low? Is it high? Is it 2 employees? So it would only be 800,000 jobs? Or is it 10? So it would be 4 million jobs. But it's not just the jobs. What they did was they killed the entrepreneurial spirit of people who believed in this country. Believed that 400,000, if it was double, we know it was 200,000, but if it were double, 400,000 entrepreneurs had their spirits crushed and there was nothing they could do about it. It wasn't the way they ran their business. It wasn't their business plan. It wasn't anything. It was bureaucrats who decided to implement measures to close their businesses, and they wanted it this way. They wanted it. Did they think about these people? Not one bit, not a scintilla of thought went to, you know what? These people put their fortunes. They put their life savings into these things. And we arbitrarily, willy-nilly, just kill their dreams. because that's what leftists do. They are dream killers.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.